opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, the 26th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared. And what day, what national day is this?
Good morning, and it is Blueberry Cheesecake Day.
No, I don't like blueberry cheesecake. Okay, there's got to be more days.
Okay, Senior Health and Fitness Day.
Oh, we'll take that.
We'll take that.
You know, isn't that weird? When you think of tough, senior, we're tough, seniors.
It's tough being married to a senior.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's tough. You know what? I've got to take special care of you and all those things. That you're a senior.
I remember when I turned 50, that ARP was then being delivered to the house, and on the cover was Goldie Hawn.
We do not belong to ARP. No, I find their political viewpoints strange.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Okay, hey, what's the weather?
Okay, sunny today with a high near 90, and tonight will be mostly clear. Now, as we were, checking in about the eclipse that happened this morning, it was the moon eclipse. Mostly clear tonight with lows 56. Thursday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 87. Thursday night, 55. Friday calls for sunny with a high of 93. Now, Saturday, as we get going on the weekend, Memorial Day weekend, of course, I'm sure out at the marina, of course, our favorite place to go, they are completely just wackadoodle right now. I'm sure Saturday will be 95 and Sunday 100 degrees as we progress Memorial Day 105. And Tuesday, let's just follow up with 108. That's the forecast here, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give him a call at 365-3793.
Robert's not with us today. He wrote to us last night and canceled.
He's getting ready to go to college.
Yeah, you know what, and school and all that. You know, they've got a graduation coming up. We got an invitation to the graduation.
We did.
It's sitting on your desk.
Okay.
So take a look at it. It's really nice. It's made with it's really nice. I mean, totally professional. But it's the kind of thing that, you know, with the photos and all this that, you know, that I'm sure that Michael Burke, who is such a
wonderful guy.
Yeah, you know, he's a virtuoso when it comes to this stuff. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's good. Hey, speaking of high school kids, there's two things that happened. In New Mexico, the capital city of Santa Fe is all upset.
Over?
And because on Columbus Day, or National Indigenous Natives Day, depending on which side you're looking at, there's an obelisk that's sitting in the county square there. That was toppled over by people. Well, eight of them were arrested. And
what was it of?
It was of it just had words on it that said the brave soldiers who fought fought the savage Indians. Well, they didn't like that idea.
Okay.
So they they tore it down, knocked it over. Well, they arrested eight of them, which is better than, like Portland and several others did for years. But they still arrested him. Well, the district attorney has decided on restorative justice instead of sending him on into trial and to punishment. And what the district attorney says is they have to do community service. They have to write a letter that takes responsibility for tearing this thing down, there's no jail time or anything, and they have to, and she wants the community and these people to be able to interact.
Well, what do you think about that?
Well, again, they destroyed something. I would have felt better if you and your part of your restorative justice is that they would have paid to have it reemplaced. Or if they don't want to have it there, be moved. And these eight people could have paid for that. Plus, you know, none of them would have gotten jail time anyway. They were all first-time offenders. And it was for destroying a monument that's worth more than $1,000. I mean, I don't know anything more than that. But it's gotten a lot of people in town upset. So, well, wait a minute. You know, you just go out and do it, and where's the responsibility? Where's the punishment for this? On the other hand, so, see, you have people destroying things, restorative justice, etc. On the other hand, you move, you know, you move east to the next state, and you got Texas. Well, it appears some West Texas high school students had a prank. Did you have pranks when you were in high school?
The graduating prank class would be, yes, like you would move someone's car. You know, the pranks would have been like to TP your house.
Yeah, but I mean like the senior class. Like some senior classes have ditch day.
Yeah.
You know, and they all ditch for a day and they go to the river.
That's a big, yes, exactly. My high school was on the river, so wasn't too far to go, just over the levee.
Yeah, but you're Rio Americana, from what I understand from Eric Wittstrom and others that were down there during that time, Ted Gaines, is that ditch day was like every other day for most of Rio Americana.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Half the senior class of a Texas high school has been suspended because, and this is like, you know, it's 80 students in the senior class. It's obviously not a big school. About 40 seniors at the Comfort High School received a 2-week suspension for the May 13th practical joke, in which the students placed plastic forks on the school football field. They put forks all over the football field.
Oh my God.
Well,
that took a lot of energy.
That took a lot of energy, but they put plastic forks all over the field.
Wow.
At the same time, however, Some seniors went in and they put saran wrap and they put toilet paper, like you said, and no damage, no graffiti like that, just things like that. Anyway, half the class has been suspended for 2 weeks and parents are upset.
Right.
You've got the valedictorian, the salutatorian, they've been suspended.
Wow.
And one of them said, wait a minute.
It's a tough
principle. My daughter was out there putting plastic forks on the football field, but she didn't go inside. Why does she get the same punishment? So here you got West Texas that suspends half the class for 2 weeks, which, you know, that must take it right to, I imagine, graduation. And then you've got those others that destroy something that's been there for well over 100 years, paint it, destroy it.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's their restorative justice is they have to write a letter that says, yeah, I did it. And then they say why they did it. You know what I mean?
Well, let's just talk about, I think in my day, and maybe in your day, I am definitely a full-fledged senior when I say in my day. You know, I think probably plastic forks in the football field would be considered vandalism because you are affecting personal property or property.
That's what they call it. They call it vandalism. However, putting plastic forks, sticking them into the – there's no damage to the
football. Yes, there is. What if it breaks off?
You know what? You're probably one of the ones that would suspend them.
Well, what if
it would? You would have suspended.
What?
Oh, well, what about that plastic fork that broke off?
I would suspend too. I would suspend. I wouldn't do 2 weeks, but I would give them a suspension and tell them that they needed to go and clean up. You're the same group who did it. You're going to clean it up, or you're going to really have a suspension. And let's figure. And then if there's any damage to the field. Like somebody, it breaks
you.
Off. No, I'm sorry.
You.
What about summer practice?
They don't have summer practice.
How do you know what they have?
Well, what if they did?
All right. If so, say that, okay.
Suspended for 2 weeks.
Well, I don't know about 2 weeks.
You've got to draw a hard line.
In fact, I think it's great. It's great.
Well, what about flogging? How about bringing in the valedictorian? Bring her in.
Caning.
Put her on and cane her. You know, wait a minute. Hit that thing. Hit my Governor Newsom little tchotchke there.
Okay.
This is what you want. This is what you want.
All right. Anyway.
No.
I don't. Listen. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
You bet those kids would be out there picking it up. And whatever damage would be there, would be some of their allowance.
You want caning.
No, it's just that's such extreme because you, what
how
about
this? You march them in.
Can I finish?
Escorted by the school faculty. They come up, they tie her hands to a cross, and then the school principal with a cane made of bamboo comes up in front of everybody,
right.
And the whole, she gets 10 because she has to take the spot, you know, of everybody. They can't cane everybody. So they're going to do the valedictorian. And the whole student body has to count. One.
You're sick.
No, you're the one that thinks.
No, I'm not. I just feel like we got to take a break. And you will never let me make my point. So you're going to go into the extreme here.
What's your point? What's your point?
Okay, we're going over time.
My point is that
what if there is a summer practice? Now these guys, even though they thought it was funny, ha ha. When you're damaging a piece of property that could affect the sprinkler system, that could affect the people who want to practice. Could affect the people that want to practice and use that field because of their little prank, ha ha. It's costing money and it's costing time and it's affecting other people's lives. And there should be punishment, period. Got to take a break here. Happy Wednesday. I'm glad to be back.
You know what? Did you sleep okay last night?
I did. Well, I had a fabulous night on our sleep number.
Did you have like nightmares?
No, but
Were you ever suspended from school?
Never.
Did you ever skip school?
Oh, yes.
Did you ever prank anybody?
No.
Never.
No.
You never TP'd anybody?
No. I may have TP'd. I may have been part of a group, like at the cheerleaders went and TP'd one of the guys that were playing or something.
Did you ever drive by with some of your friends past the principal's house and then everybody yelled, good morning?
Yeah,
then,
stuff like that.
And then
that.
Drive
yeah.
off?
Yeah, but I never egged. I never did things because I know
stuff.
I worked in the yard a lot with my dad and how damaging things can be. That's the difference.
Well,
somebody's made to work
what,
in the yard with their parents.
I just wonder what you slept like. Good sleep provides a positive mood, which, you know, positively affects emotional well-being. And you're kind of like into the caning of high school students today, I was wondering. And, you know, some of the other things, like before you go to bed at night, do you limit your water intake?
No.
No, you drink all night long. Well, it says get adequate hydration from several sources and drink water throughout the day. And you drink water at night also.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like 2 glasses of water, which probably explains your translucent skin. And good, maybe that though when you get up, it kind of breaks into your sleep a little bit, which leads into the caning part. But right now, hey, don't miss the Memorial Day weekend sale. Save $1,000 on a Sleep Number bed.
Now's the time,
my
folks.
Sleep Number setting is 45.
It might have been 35.
And,
with our new sleep number, we have an M8. And I think we're going on probably week 3, maybe 1 month now of having this incredible bed that does so many things. It's nice to be able to elevate the neck, elevate the head, elevate the feet. We just have completely enjoying it. I'm in a deeper sleep.
$1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery and setup when you add a base. Exclusive offers also available for military members. Only at the Sleep Number stores, which our Sleep Number store is in the Target Shopping Center over there by the vitamin shop. This ends Monday. But the financing comes subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 7:19 in the morning because Linda just went way over the break. But I'll get us back.
All right.
In time. We'll be right back.
Oh,
is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200. Over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
All right. Looking like that, party. That is Dolly Parton, and we just, welcome to our morning show here. How y'all doing? KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Linda Bott, Carl Bott. Feels good to be back after. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you know what I was doing? That's my phone, because I left my computer at home.
Don't tell them what you were doing.
Well, I'm looking. I had something up about this guy who turned 111 years old, and I lost it while I was looking for something else. But anyway, so he's the oldest person living in Queensland, and he is a former rancher, and he attributes that his longevity, the one thing he's remained doing that he has done through his little years, he ate chicken brains.
Chicken brains?
Yeah. I was going to try to say that in my weird news of the day. But
how many chickens do you have to kill to make
I have
a,
no
make,
idea.
No, I mean, chicken brains aren't that big.
He's a rancher, so it was a daily consumption, I guess.
I mean,
maybe scrambled chicken brains and eggs. I don't know.
I just don't think I'm going to live that long now.
No, I know, but I'm just, the, you know, in that article, there were about 100. Now, okay. We do have a friend who has a lady who's turning 100, and she had asked if I would send her a birthday card, and I think that's awesome. Do you want to live to be 100?
Oh.
Don't choke you up.
I want to live till all of my enemies are lying at my feet, and I've run out of ammo. Okay? This could take a long time. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Boy, I'm happy Linda wasn't in charge when I was in high school doing our prank.
You know what? I'd still I would have marks still on my body. On
you
my...
would have sent us to the guillotine.
I am pretty
shame.
Harsh punishment.
Shame. You know, and she'd be standing, you know, she'd be kind of like, everybody That's... everybody would have to be, you know, on their knees, and she'd be in this black robe.
But do you think they should be punished, Chris?
Oh, yeah, there should be some sort of punishment, but 2 weeks suspension
yeah, that's,
is a little...
You know what? Yeah. There was...
Yeah, I agree with that.
But the two pranks I remember we did is 1 year we took every lunch table in the lunch area and put them on top of the roof of the cafeteria.
Whoa.
That's cute.
And then the other one is we had a guy that worked at a tire shop, and he brought in a whole truckload of used tires, and we... strung them up the flagpole, lowered them off the top, and put them back down to the ground, all the way up to the top.
Oh. Oh.
It was like a bunch of monkeys hanging there passing tires up.
Yeah, I know. So what happened? Did the school make you...
never knew.
They never knew.
Oh, that's okay. Now, you know that's the best.
You know, I've seen a bunch of guys back pick up Volkswagens.
That's before surveillance cameras.
Pick up Volkswagens and put them sideways, you know, so...
Speaking of that, we did that to the volleyball coach. We stuck his car between the wall and another exterior wall
that
blocked the door.
Yeah.
He couldn't get it out. We picked up the car and carried it and put it in.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
You bet. No, that would have been beyond caning at that point. Now, I do want to talk about something that happened yesterday. Board of Supervisors put a limit on the what can be said and signs and all of this in the Board of Supervisors meeting, as you know, and everybody knows, there's one person in there, you know, that is just he's horrible. He says horrible things. Everybody has tried to distance themselves from him. However, when you start restricting what can be said, yeah, you don't like it. And as long as there's not personal attacks, you know, I would say, okay, if it becomes a personal attack, you can say, I don't agree with you. I don't think you should. But when you start into this relentless attacks, and they get personal, talking about, you know, how you're being a mother, that you're a criminal and all these things. No, you know what? I don't have to take that. You can tell me that you don't agree with my job, and you can say things like how I could do things better. So I can understand part of that, you know, that because you can't respond to these things. So, but when you start restricting your different forms of speech there, you may end up like the city council. Now, do you remember the Reading City Council when Brent Weaver was on the, city council that if I remember this right, my friends, and please, tell me if I'm wrong, the city council suspended all public comment for like 6 months, 7 months, based on a couple of people that were in there in the tax on the attorney and other people on the board. They suspended public comment. And how can they do that? And I said, and I asked Brent, I said, you're punishing everybody for the actions of a few. And he goes, well, you know, it was about, you know, they, you know, here's the reasoning. And I said, you've got three boys, four boys. I said, if one of them did something wrong, do you put all four of them in, you know, do you put them all into the rooms? Well, no, he couldn't, you know, how do you answer that? Well, no, you don't do that. So do you all remember that when the city council? And there was no screaming or pushing or anything about that. You know, people were upset for like a week, and then it just went away. So I thought that was totally wrong, and we talked about it several times, that how can you just take it away? You know, it's 3 minutes of the people's time. However, just let me say this, personal attacks, there's no place for that. You shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't have done that. I disagree with this. And I'm loud and I'm vocal. And some people applaud or they stand up, you know, say, damn, Carl's a great orator. And they can't help themselves. And they stand up with waves of applause. Hey, guess what? It's 3 minutes. So I'm not really, I don't agree. I understand where these, you know, these personal attacks, there's no reason, rhyme or reason to do that. And if that's the case, then those people, I'm sorry, that is against the rules. Boom.
Okay, is there like a bailiff, for instance, when you go in, like say you're going to fight a traffic ticket, you know, and you go in, and there's a bailiff. Is there somebody that's an authority at the city council?
No, there are. The sheriff's deputies are in
there. That could actually turn the mics off and say, you know, you're civil discourse. And cut them off. Is there somebody between
the
buffer?
They can cut off.
Okay.
They can cut off the mic. And the only thing that does is because they're videoing it and they're putting it out over the air that or live streaming that it could do that. But okay, being the time person that I am, I'm going to get us back on time.
Okay.
There. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms. Been in the business now over about 11 years. It's owned by John Bastiani. He started this business for a couple reasons. One, he really loves what he does. He's a gunsmith. He believes in the Second Amendment. The customer service there is always outstanding. Even during this time when there's a shortage of ammo and guns because of the rush on them, which is continuing, he always seems to have guns and quantities of ammo in there. If you're looking for somebody that knows how to work on a firearm, knows how to take care of his customers, give John Bastiani a call at 222-8222 or go on down to 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, Tuesday through Saturday. Bastiani Arms, 7:32 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Welcome back to the morning show here on KCNR. Carla Linda Bott, how you doing this morning? Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day, and our temperatures will get to be about 90 degrees and clear skies tonight with our overnight lows of 56. Carla, we have somebody very familiar, a good friend, on the phone. But first, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally directed, and their whole mission in life is to provide just great service to their customers. They have three branches for our friends down in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, and just downtown Redding. And, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They have been moving local dreams forward ever since the day they opened their doors. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. On the phone is Gary Cadd. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, and how are you guys this morning?
Hey, well, you sounded chipper there,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, well, I was listening to your comments about the county and the city here, and so I went and got off my computer real quickly a paragraph out of the Brown Act that I have read many times before the city council.
Okay.
And I think a couple of times before the county. And the paragraph's really short. When a member of the public testifies before a legislative body, the body may not prohibit the individual from criticizing the policies, procedures, programs, or services of the agency or the acts or omissions of the legislative body. This provision does not confer on members of the public any privilege or protection under otherwise provided by law. So the people in the community can get up and bawl them out, tell them they're doing wrong, you're going the wrong direction. Under the Brown Act, you can do that.
So yes, yes. No, I totally agree with that. What about when it crosses over into personal attacks?
Well, there really shouldn't be any personal attack.
Yeah, there shouldn't be.
No, and you can cut them off.
Yeah,
but it's not to be done. It's not to be done that you chastise everybody for one bad apple.
Yeah. Okay. Well, were you on the city council when they blocked public comment?
No, I don't know they've ever blocked public comment.
Yeah, maybe I'm getting this wrong, but it seems to me is that they didn't have public comment for a period of time there. Because of that reason, it wasn't about, hey, you're doing a bad job. It was, you know, these guys are crooks and named it by name and this stuff here. And then we have certain individuals. They have every right to stand up and say, you know, you're doing a bad job and you should be replaced. You should be recalled and all this. My concern is when you start getting into personal attacks, you know, what then? Because you were on the city council. What was your choice then? What could you do? They said, Gary Cad, you are a thief and a liar and, you know, and blah, 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 which, of course, you're not. What could you do except sit there? Can you turn off the mics?
Oh, no. Well, there were people that got up and went after me on the council, and I just sat there and took it.
Did you? Okay.
And there was a couple of times, you know, you can talk with them. You mean the counselors or the supervisors setting up there on the dais, they're not bumps on the log. They can converse with people. I know both governments don't really like to, so they can control the conversation better. But you can ask them questions if you want to. But people got up there and went after me, and I listened because sometimes I could learn something. Maybe I was making a mistake.
No, everybody makes mistakes. That's not what I'm talking about. But when you start saying, you know, start saying nasty things about a woman as far as being a mother and all these things, what's that got to do?
That has to end.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
that's what I'm talking about.
To be quite truthful with you, if that's the case, there was a fellow that got up before the city council one night and went off, and we had a couple of police officers in there and asked to escort the gentleman out of the chambers.
Okay.
Because he got tremendously out of line, which is what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about me saying, Gary, you know what, your vote on this last measure was just, you know, abysmally wrong. I think that you must have had your head up your butt when you did this and all that. You know, that's one thing. But to go after him personally, you know, that, you know, what do you do? Is there a line? Should there be a line?
Well, I think there's a decency line, and if there's decency line, remove them from the speaker.
Okay.
From the
all right.
Podium. But you still at the same time have to be able to stand up and tell. See, it's one thing, like yesterday, I was before the board, and I told him, I said that the leaders lead best when the people lead them. When the people put their input and the leaders listen to what they're saying.
Yeah, and I think that's true.
You know.
No, yeah, that's why my questioning is, you know, when you start doing this, and then this thing could go downhill real quick, and, you know, who makes the decision what's decorous and what's not? But we got somebody else calling in, too, I'm sure, wants to talk about this. Gary, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Gary.
And thanks for what you've done for our community,
boys.
Gary.
Thank you.
Have a nice weekend.
Yeah, you too. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
I can.
Thank you.
We can.
Hi. So, yeah, wow. What happened yesterday was huge in a bad way.
Uh-huh.
Freedom of speech. Protect speech that you don't like with. You don't like, you don't agree with, maybe it's a little profane. Carl, this is a major, major violation. This is a slippery slope. And, you know, I've been there when certain, I get loud, I get passionate when I'm there. I do not curse, I do not personally attack. However, if those people sitting on that board don't have a thick enough skin to take some personal criticism or professional criticism, they do not belong there. Second point, I was there when some other people did those personal attacks. I was horrified, absolutely horrified. I didn't support this recall. But you know what?
I just lost you. You were horrified. Last thing you said was you were horrified by personal attacks.
Attacks on the person also. But the person doing such grievous actions, they sink themselves. And then the subject of the attacks, they get sympathy. I sympathize for the supervisors when they were personally attacked. I did not agree with it. So the people that do such actions in the board chamber, they sink themselves and they garner sympathy for the victim of such attacks.
Should they be removed?
But the whole point,
Richard, should they be removed?
Here,
hang on just for a second. If they're doing a personal attack, and we all know about Vladdy and what he thinks he does, should they be removed from the dais?
No, they should not be removed. Remember, for an entire year, we've been going in front of the board. I've been there almost every meeting. There have been F-bombs. There have been very passionate comments. Nothing has happened, Carl, for a year. Let me tell you what happened. The wall of truth that went up the other a couple weeks ago, highly embarrassed Modi and Rickert because they put their support behind a criminal. And they didn't know that this other guy was a criminal and a looter and a burner. And they were highly embarrassed by that, Carl. Guess what? Now they retaliated against we the people for exposing the criminal that they supported. It's all about that, Carl, and nothing else.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Richard. No, but there's a lot of people that are, when you start doing this, when you start restricting, and you know what? See, if you use it strictly as a, you know, if you base it on this one guy, and the things he has said, you can say, if everybody was like that, hey, you know what? Guess what? You know, I'm going to escort people out that make personal attacks like this. But as Gary Cad said, they can point out, and I thoroughly agree, the people need a voice. They need to be able to talk about it. They need to be able to address the supervisors. And you do have to have a thick skin if you're a supervisor. But personal attacks about your, you know, being a mother or being a father or things like that, no. No, I don't agree because that has nothing to do with your job, and we have to take a break. Terry, hang on through the break, and we'll be right back to you, buddy. This portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Craftmaster, there's nobody that knows the ins and outs of a proper windshield repair like Jeff Wurst. Jeff Wurst has been repairing windshields for a couple of decades and is a Bureau of Automatic Repair approved. In fact, he's an honor graduate from that. Don't fool around with your family safety. Get it repaired the proper way, and that's the Crackmaster way. Little bitty chips or cracks up to 24 inches in length. He fixes them. You can't see them. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield 14 years ago. Still can't see it. Never got any bigger. Get your windshield repaired by Jeff Wurst. You will not be disappointed. Crackmaster is located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373 for a free consultation. It's a veteran-owned business, my friends. And, you know, veteran-owned business has got a special place in my heart. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Memorial Day is May 31st, a day set aside to honor those who have sacrificed for our freedom. I'm Rob Burrows, reminding you there will not be a live service at the Igo Veterans Cemetery, but the cemetery will be open for visitors. There will not be a live service at Reading Memorial Park, but there will be a live service on the Reading Memorial Park Facebook page at 10 a.m., honoring our veterans and those who sacrificed for our freedom. The Northern California Veterans Museum offices at 2110 North Street in Anderson will be open to the public from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. for visitors, following current guidelines for safety. From all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, thank you for honoring our veterans and their sacrifices this Memorial Day weekend. For more information, call the museum office at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. 2280. On behalf of all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, I want to say thank you for honoring our veterans.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 65 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be cooler when you get into next week when the 100s start rolling in.
Well, 90 degrees today.
Yeah,
I don't know if you want to call that
better
cooler.
Than 104.
Yeah, so, next week on report, Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
105-108-365-3793. Hey, this portion of the show, as we go into it in our phone calls, is brought to you by State Granite. Mike Huber, the owner, he is such a wonderful designer. And how you doing, Mike? Hope you're listening. He's a vocal local supporter. We love him. He's a veteran-owned business, speaking of Memorial Day coming up. And he runs it with such attention to detail. He did our kitchen, and we highly recommend him. So go to estategranite.com to make your appointment today or get a consultation. 241-STONE. Let's go to the phones. Terry, you've been holding on. Do you have a comment?
Well, I have a couple of things. First of all, I wanted to say that, you know, nobody really likes the personal attack stuff. I certainly didn't respect what Vlad had done when he said that. A lot of people didn't. It was a turnoff the last time that Vlad was in the chambers. He was a lot more measured. The other thing is, too, is that we have on the record, we have in episode two, they have in the red, white, and blue print, and also it's on the record that I guess it's okay for Mary Rickert to say that Melody Fowler's crazy, though. That's okay. She can say it, but she can say something like that, but somebody can't say something personal to them, number one. Number two, I followed a 14-year-old and an 11-year-old when I went up to speak. And those are the same people that Leonard Modi talked about in the LA Times. I guess they're these people, these threats. I can see with this 11 and 14-year-old, what are they, a menace to society? The other thing is that the problem with freedom of speech is that you can pretty much say what you want. They can't really do anything about that. They watered it down quite a bit. But I think that the thing is that we have to understand that the Board of Supervisors, it would be their opinion on what was either going to be loud speaking or what was going to be unacceptable. And no, you can't escort somebody out of the room because they say something derogatory. If you say that you don't think that Leonard Modi is a nice guy, what? Okay, well, to him, that might be offensive. All right, so that means the police can escort you out. I mean, freedom of speech is a tricky thing. This Sunday, coming up at 9 o'clock, we are going to have Patrick Jones on. Episode 3 will be coming out with the Red, White, and Blueprint, Carl and Linda. This will be the biggest one yet. I'm sure it
when's
will get everywhere. There's a lot of different venues
Terry,
that will be on.
Terry, when's it come out?
It comes out it comes out this coming Friday.
Okay.
We're going to have Patrick Jones on. He is in it. And believe me, it's going to hit the fan because the real deal is that there's corruption. There's proven corruption. We had somebody ask your question, by the way, the one that you were wondering, you know, if in fact they want to know where the General Purpose Committee, where they're getting their money from, how about this Shasta Forward? Well, we asked that question, and Joe Comente also interrupted, which you're not supposed to do according to these new rules, but interrupted the meeting saying, well, if you want that information, you can go to a website and find it. I'm sure you could find it. Well, we can't find it because it's not out yet. Apparently, they don't have to give their figures till August 2nd, from what I understand. So they've got this money coming in. They're paying for an attorney. They're paying for ads. They're paying, as you know, on the radio, not on AM, but on FM extensively. They're paying for, you know, all these different things that they've got going on, these investigations. I got a phone call from somebody telling me that they were going to look at, the FPP may look into me. Really? Okay, I'm a private businessman who's a private citizen to do what? I don't campaign. I'm not even involved in that. And I know it's just a scare tactic. But this is the crap that's going on, and these are the things that have to be stopped. And that's why people are outraged. And that's why people are upset. And listen Sunday, because it's going to be eye-opening. And also watch the Red, White, and Blueprint. They've done a great job with this third episode. But if Mary Rickard can say that a lady is crazy in the chambers, I think that's personal. You think that's personal?
Yeah, but I think that was an aside to another supervisor.
Loud enough for everybody heard it.
Well, it got picked up, yeah, on the microphone. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying there's, you know what, I think she's crazy, you know, one time. And come on, you've heard Vlad and others say things that are just, I mean, they're cringeworthy.
I don't agree with them. I mean, I don't.
I know
agree
you
with
don't.
Them. I'm
see,
not saying
that's
that.
The thing is,
does he have the right to say it? Yes.
Yes. Unfortunately, though.
Unfortunately, that's the. You know, you said it 100 times. There's two sides. I agree with you.
Okay. I want to go back and address this Reading City Council. I was a little bit wrong on this. They did not do away with public comment. They restricted it.
They put it at the end.
They said 30 minutes at the front, and then if anybody else had anything, you had to wait to the end of the business, and then you could stay as long as you wanted. Okay.
Oh, one last thing really important. Sure. The lady that was there was from the DA's office, the plainclothes.
Yeah.
And she was a very nice lady. We had a good conversation after I spoke. I went outside to get clarification on the law. I want to give her some kudos. She was very helpful. Also it's very interesting on some of the things that are happening there that, well, just watch, wait, and see. There's a lot of laws being broken.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
You bet.
I was wrong. I thought that they had totally restricted it, but they didn't. They dropped it to 30 minutes at the beginning. And then if you wanted to speak, you had to wait to the end of the city council meeting. So, you know, I guess the Board of Supervisors could do that. We're going to conduct all of our business first, and at the end of that, then we can open it up for public comment, unless your public comment had something to do directly with the that law they were passing. I don't know. But when you start restricting, it real flag goes up for me.
So we only have about a minute left.
It's like the second
Could
amendment.
You explain to our listeners what the Red, White, and Blueprint is?
Red, White, and Blueprint is, from the way I understand it, and I've seen both of them, is a group of people, and it's going to be a documentary on how you as citizens can take back control of your local government. And there's a lot of fluff in it and all that, you know, people riding around on horses and cowboys and all that. And what they're saying is, we do not agree with the way our county is being run.
Okay.
And this thing, it's not just here in Shasta County. I mean, in many, many areas, it's urban versus rural. Gavin Newsom makes a law makes this rule about COVID that might make sense for LA, but makes no sense up here for us. And so, so that impacts on us. So what this is a blueprint on how communities can take back their local government, how to organize, and this is my take on this.
That's your take on
okay.
it. All right.
And we got to run. We have Celestina Traver will join us when we return from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Far, no intermediate animal host has been discovered. Thousands of animals at the wet market have been looked at. None of them have carried COVID-19.
Paul sponsored an amendment approved by the Senate blocking future U.S. funding of dangerous gain-of-function research in China. Paul describes the research this way. We take a deadly virus, sometimes much more deadly than COVID, and then we increase its transmissibility to mammals. Paul says that's wrong. He says the U.S. should have no part in paying for it. GOP Senator Tom Cotton roundly dismissed early last year when he suggested that COVID likely began in the Wuhan lab. And in light of what we know now, he says it's time for China to fess up to what it knows about the virus. The White House pushing back against criticism of plans for a one-day summit between President Biden and Russian President Putin.
Some Republican lawmakers complain that meeting face-to-face with Putin amounts to rewarding him for bad behavior. But White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki insisted otherwise.
We don't regard the meeting with the Russian president as a reward. We regard it as a vital part of defending America's interests.
She said Mr. Biden views the June 16 summit as a moment of in-person diplomacy to convey areas where he has concern and look for areas of opportunity to work together. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secretary of State Blinken has wrapped up a visit to Egypt as he presses ahead with his efforts to shore up the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Blinken met with Egypt's president and other top officials before departing for Jordan. Wall Street, the Dow up 53 points, NASDAQ 72 points higher, and the S&P is better by 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335, rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
There's a presidential election today in government-controlled areas of Syria. Western countries, including the U.S., reject the balloting as neither free nor fair.
This is only the second presidential election to take place since the Syrian uprising began a decade ago. The Assad family has ruled Syria for 5 decades, crushing dissent and abolishing political freedoms. The current president went to war to stamp out what began as peaceful protest against his rule, leaving much of the country in ruins, hundreds of thousands of people dead, and millions of refugees. There's almost no chance that he will allow power to be taken from him at the ballot box either.
That's the BBC's Lena Sinja. The EU taking on AstraZeneca in court, an urgent demand that the company make an immediate delivery of COVID shots to the bloc that it insists were already due. News and analysis at townhall.com. Washington, D.C. is suing Amazon.
The city accuses the online retail giant of illegal anti-competitive practices in its treatment of sellers on its platform, saying the practices have raised prices for consumers and stifled innovation and choice in the online retail market. The suit maintains that Amazon has fixed online retail prices through contract provisions and policies it applies to third-party sellers on its platform. Amazon rejected the allegation, saying the relief the city is seeking would force Amazon to feature higher prices to customers, oddly going against core objectives of antitrust law. Keith Peters, Washington.
Authorities in a coastal Texas county asking beachgoers not to pick up any suspicious items in the water after several packages of cocaine washed ashore in recent days. 110 pounds of the drug washing ashore in the past week. And on Wall Street, the Dow up 62 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
There you go.
I don't know why every time I crack up. It's kind of like when you know what's coming, and it's almost like when your dad or your uncle or somebody tells the same joke at the family Thanksgiving, whatever, and you just wait. It's just, there's something about it that cracks you up. I don't know. Do you feel the same way? Do you have the same old, same old?
I think it's cute.
It cracks me up.
It doesn't have to happen every time. Sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes.
But, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here.
And sometimes simple.
Yeah.
And stupid is fun.
Well,
and
that's
no
one
you
like me. No one you think I'm a fun person. Simple and stupid.
It's currently 68 degrees.
I haven't done the lead in yet.
Oh, okay. Right.
Today is the 26th of May, Wednesday, 8:06 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. And today is blueberry cream cheese, or what?
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake Day.
Right.
It's also senior health and fitness.
And I left one out, paper airplane day.
Airplane day. How could I have gone without knowing that?
Some people are really into the paper airplane hobby, I suppose. Well, currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have 90 today. Will be our top temperature with our overnight lows of 56. Thursday calls for mostly sunny, high of 87. Overnight lows of 55. Friday calls for another sunny day with 93. Saturday, 95. And Sunday, the report is 100. We're going to hit the triple digits. On Monday, Memorial Day will be 105. And Tuesday, 100. And eight. Clear skies, sunny skies, clear nights with a low 90s. So get ready.
And the news is, or the weather reports brought
to you. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated. It's a veteran-owned business, by the way, located in Anderson. 365-3793.
Okay. For people, you people on your computers are sitting there while you're working and you're listening to us, I will award to the person who calls with the right answer, $20 and Black Bear Diner tickets. What is the longest recorded flight of a paper airplane, since it's National Paper Airplane Day? What's the longest recorded flight of a paper airplane, and it's worth $20 to you for Black Bear Diner bucks? Yeah. Okay, first caller with that, and you got to tell me what it, you know, you got to tell us what it is. And where you found it. Just don't make it up. In other words, hey, Carl, it was 132 feet, 6 inches. Where'd you hear that? Well, my Uncle Fudd, told me that one day when I was 6. You know, no, you got to tell us where you get the information from. And if you go, oh, I don't know if I can go on the air and say that. Because, frankly, we have no idea if you're right or not. So
I will.
We trust. You have that answer already?
I have the answer.
Okay. Jared's got the answer. That's how quick it was to get it. So call us with that. You get $20 in Black Bear Diner tickets. Okay. We're here with Celestina Traver, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, looking bright and cheerful.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Looking for people down there at your office.
We are. We have a position that we are flying a second time.
Okay.
Yes.
No problem getting somebody? With the right prerequisites, imagine.
They need to attach their DD-214s, and so, yeah.
Well,
we need.
Do you have to? What time do they have to be there? In the morning. What time do they start?
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Yes.
What time do they get off?
5 p.m.
5 p.m. Did they get an hour for lunch?
Yes, they do.
They get breaks?
Yes.
They get paid?
Yes.
They work in a great atmosphere.
We're fun. Yes.
And you're helping veterans, your fellow veterans.
Which is an amazing job. It's very fulfilling. We're veterans helping veterans. And I'd like anybody that would like to work in our office, please apply for the position.
You're a county employee.
We are.
401s.
Benefits, full benefits.
Vacations.
Insurance. Vacations. Definitely sick leave. Family sick leave.
That's absolutely right. That's right.
It's a wonderful job to work for the county. Shasta County is... they give great benefits. So if you're looking for a stable job and we're looking for a long-term person, someone that will stay for at least 5 years would be nice. That's not on the application. That's just me talking.
No, because it takes at least a year to get them through schools and everything.
It does. Yeah. They have to pass 2 legal exams, and they have to study, and it takes about 10 months to a year to get them fully accredited in order to file these claims.
Right.
So we spend a lot of time and money and effort getting them up and rolling.
They can still help. It's just that being able to take it to the final step, they have to hand it to somebody else until they get trained.
They don't.
In other words,
yeah,
if I started mm-hmm. tomorrow, I could start seeing people and getting the information.
Nope.
I couldn't even get the information.
Nope.
Oh.
Yep.
What do I do?
You actually sit up front with Amy and Tara, and they train you for 3 weeks on how we process the legal claims and how we scan documents and all that. Because let's say Amy and Tara, for some reason, are out sick.
Mm-hmm.
I need someone to be able to do their job that's
sure.
a VSR, so I pull someone. Everybody knows how to do an office assistant job just in case. So we train them 3 weeks up there, and then we start training them on the floor. And Troy Payne is our trainer, and then we start going over the laws, and we start going over our office, and just giving them the rundown. And they study for about 10 months straight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is something that this is going to be kind of long term. It's going to take you a year to really. Up to a year
yeah.
to get into everything. Everybody's there helping you.
Mm-hmm.
When you say a legal test, you can study, and then you've got the Watash herself that's there going to help you make mm-hmm. sure that you get through this test.
Yes.
But
and
the big thing is.
And they sit in with Troy and
yeah.
Renee, and they watch the process.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You know, the big thing about this, my friends, is maybe you've... maybe, you know, you're retired and you're 60. There's still a lot of life left in you. That here's a way to have another job. That it's more than a job, though, because, you know, if you're a veteran and you're helping other veterans, I can tell you that the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and I know my way around bureaucracies somewhat, and the – is it too loud?
No, it keeps cutting in and out. Okay.
Okay. Well, if it's doing that, we'll switch you.
All right.
To this.
Are we live while we're doing this?
Yeah. Move on over. Move on over.
I just left the room and came back in. Okay.
Because that one's cutting out, that means, according to Linda, that Jared will be caned after the show.
Okay.
Shame. Shame,
oh,
Jared.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Even though Jared has nothing to do
with
it.
So now we're all settled in. Okay.
Can you hear both sides now?
I can.
Okay. We go back to this, though. I was saying, I know my way around bureaucracies in the government, and I'm not to any level like true bureaucrats, but, you know. But the idea is that you're helping people. You all helped me on at least 3 different occasions, and then I really got involved when we had a friend of ours who was going through dementia, and what it took to get the aid and attendance to get him into the
I had to drink out of my... Okay, sorry.
I'm sorry.
Hey, wait, blink. Go ahead.
I thought you were... Yeah.
No, that was... I was drinking my power drink this morning. Sorry. All right, there you go, folks. You can hear everything.
Okay, step back from the power drink. but you are all there, and you did so much for this family. It is unbelievable.
Thank you.
And this is the kind of things that end up down there, because that was not your first rodeo helping that family. You've been able to help people that were injured on active duty and didn't think anything about it, and now here it is literally 30 years later, and they can't walk because of an injury that resulted from something. It doesn't mean combat, but just something that happened to them during active duty. And you can get them some payment for it, but you can also make sure that they're taken care of through the medical system.
Yes, and then once they walk into our office, which is a great thing about who we are, is you have a continuity of care. So you're assigned a vet rep, and then you get to see that vet rep forever until they leave, like Tyler left. We're still mourning the loss of Tyler. And so you don't just come in once or twice. You come in lifetime, because we help you with your wife. We help you with yourself. We help navigate hospitalization. We help navigate social workers and how to get a hold of them. We navigate the VA clinic. We navigate anything and everything. What if you need assisted living? How do I do that? We navigate that. We navigate your kids going to school. We navigate everything about your life as a whole.
And I've sent people down to you before that you've helped, but I've seen other people that you were able to explain to them why you couldn't help them. And that's tough, I know. But it's because they were a veteran, but you couldn't help them receive something that wasn't, you know, that's not in the book there. I realize you pushed that envelope a lot. We got to take a break. So I'm just saying this. Thank you so much. And it's the type of thing that your office is there to help veterans and their families and their kids. And you've all been doing just a great job. So, hey, we do have to take a break. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry.
I pointed out how the other day that I picked a pair of earrings out that I said, oh, I really, you know, I could see Linda wearing these. And it turns out I could see her wearing it because 3 years ago I bought her the same earrings.
Yeah.
So,
but it was a beautiful and it was a generous thought. And of course, it was my birthday recently, so Carl went into Four Winds Jewelry, and
the
they're
only place
so
I
lovely
go to.
There.
Yeah,
so lovely there, and will help you in any kind of selection and help you with any kind of loose stone or whatever you need. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comente. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community.
Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR 1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:21 in the morning, 65 degrees, going up to a whopping 90 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Powerhouse Solar. You know, when the sun shines like this, you're always going to have power when you've got some Powerhouse Solar and you have the Sun Power System. Solar energy makes financial sense, and you may qualify to get that 26% federal tax credit. Now you can get the Sun Power, Sun Vault battery, and solar with financing, right? And I didn't get around to it, but I just want to mention is that already the fire season is ahead of itself with 2,600 fires already. Yes, this season. But they've kept them small, but they've had that many. And this looks like this could be a worse fire season than we've seen in decades. So when that happens, PG&E turns off the power. If you've got the Sun Power, Sun Vault battery and solar system, your power stays on. Give them a call at 275-5600. That's 275-5600. Today at the Salvation Army down on Larkspur, they are having groceries for veterans. And so what is that, Celestina?
So we partnered with Salvation Army, and they came and they to me and said, hey, I'd like to set aside couple of hours to give food to veterans solely. How do we know they're a veteran? So I gave them some criteria and some ideas, and poof, they just started. And I'm so thankful for Salvation Army for doing this, because it's not just for if you're homeless, it's not if you're low income, it's for any veteran. If you want to go down and get this food, it is for you. They give out eggs. They give out pies. They give out cakes.
Everything.
Maybe some cheesecake today.
And regular food, too.
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Bags, two bags of regular food. And If you're on a limited income for Social Security and you're in the older realm, please come on by, get some free food. It helps.
You don't even have to give your name. You just have to show that you were a veteran.
Yes.
And that's enough. And once you've done it a couple of times, everybody knows who you are anyway.
Yes.
So just go down and get your bags of groceries, and that can really help people out on a fixed income.
And we take the bags to your car.
Yeah.
For you.
Just drive up. And so, and then who knows? Like you said, they could have cheesecake today.
Time, place, again.
Okay.
It's at 9 to 11 every Wednesday at the Salvation Army, located at 2691 Larkspur.
Got it.
So if you're going down Cypress.
Yes.
When you get to Larkspur, take a right. And it's down at the end of the street.
Right across the street from the blood bank.
They moved. So just drive in there, show that you were a veteran. And like I said, if you've been there a couple of times, you've already seen the proof. So you just drive up and they put two bags of groceries to help you stretch that
food
dollar, especially with the cost of food going up.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And that's going up dramatically also because the cost of gas is going up and you have to transport food and it all gets added into it, my friends. Okay. What else? Okay, Memorial Day. This Sunday.
Yes. So we are having a Memorial Day event this Sunday, and it's going to be start at 11. We're inviting the public to attend. Please come by. We have a full program. It lasts an hour from 11 to 12. We will have tents for the chairs to be under so you're not in the blazing 100-degree temperatures on Sunday. And then if you would like to stay, we have a lunch afterwards, a free lunch. And if you do not want to stay, you can take your lunch to go this year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
Now, again, where is this going to be located?
It's going to be at the Convention Center.
In the Grove there.
At the Veterans Grove.
Excellent.
Yes.
And that's this Sunday.
This Sunday.
And that would be, did you say 11?
11 a.m.
Okay.
Start. So please, I'm inviting all the veteran organizations to lay a wreath. Call my office or email me and let me know you're laying a wreath. And what we're going to do is bring the wreath, and then we're going to do the wreath ceremony as well.
Fantastic.
Yes, yes.
We've attended that several times. You've had the wonderful choirs. You've had Ted Leidy actually spoke there 1 year. In fact, he was fantastic. So do you have a keynote speaker this year?
We do. He is Master Sergeant Joe Llewellyn, and he actually works for the county. And he has been in the military for over 20 years. I think it's more like 25. I think he's going to stay forever. And so he's going to be a very brilliant keynote speaker, and we do not have the chorus this year, but we do have a young lady that's going to sing. So we have some really nice setup for you and everybody. Memorial Day, I wanted to talk about it. What is Memorial Day?
Right. Let's talk about it.
Memorial Day is really a day, a more somber day for us veterans. I know that in America, people love to barbecue and go to the beach and stuff, and that's okay, But we remember those who have died in the line of duty. And I also...
And that's what Memorial Day is.
Not to be
mixed up with Veterans Day.
Correct.
Memorial Day is for those who have died in the defense of this country.
Absolutely. And I also remember, I also extend it to those who have taken their life, have committed suicide, and because of the terribleness of the war and the things that they couldn't handle, and the things, war is yucky. And so I also...
Yucky.
Can I use that word?
I guess you can say that.
War
is something yucky. That, in many cases, much older people who have no family that have ever served find it very easy to send our men and women into combat on wars that last forever.
Yeah.
With no insight, with no end game.
Yeah.
Our warriors that have volunteered to serve this country are true heroes. And I say this to all, whether you served in combat or not, you signed up, and if you've been sent over there to combat, you would have gone. So it's we can't even begin to describe what this country owes to its veterans.
Absolutely.
And for Memorial Day, we think of those. I think of Major Megan McCann, who was I saw her. She literally drove around the corner in Fallujah and disappeared.
Oh.
I mean, disappeared. The whole it was. And you've got to hear this, is they shipped back a box that was about 2 feet by 2 feet of her remains back. And that's what was sent back to her family. And she was a volunteer. She was a Marine. She took up a hazardous job when she didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody had to do it. And that day, when she drove around the corner, she probably had no idea. Though it's always in the back of your mind. I could be driving down the road, and that's it. Or I could be walking down a street, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is truly where you give thanks to those who have given the ultimate price.
And the families.
And their families.
And their families.
And you're right. You know, people that have never been able to come back from what they've seen, what they've done. And they pay the ultimate price, too, even if it is suicide.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it was originally known as Decoration Day. It originated back in the Civil War time period, and I think that was kind of cool. I love history. And then D-Day. We have D-Day coming up June 6th.
I tell you what. Let's take a break here because I have somebody in here that says, hey, Carl, can you give us a list of things that are happening? And that's just what you're getting ready
Perfect.
To do. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the only area hospital with the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system, which is three-dimensional, minimally invasive surgery. That means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Shasta Regional Medical Center, there's so many things they do. They support our community in 1,000 different ways. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. 8:31 in the morning, 65 degrees, going up to 90 today on the 26th of May. We'll be right back.
Well, it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain. But you don't have to call me.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician. 10 years experience preferred. Full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Our tribute concert series lineup will keep you entertained with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Performing today's pop charts, rock and roll, classics to country music.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets 15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Lineup and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College, www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician. 10 years experience preferred. Full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Ceasefire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Phone line's here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:35 in the morning, 65 degrees, going up to 90 today. And you're thinking, 90. Enjoy it, my friends. Enjoy it. Because Sunday's going to be 100. And Monday could be up to 105. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I snuck in last week and got my hair cut. And only because that, I shouldn't say snuck in. I rode in with country, song on my lips as I was singing.
Did you have an appointment?
Oh yeah. You have to go by appointment.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't sneak in.
You had to have an appointment. You have to have an appointment. You give them a call at 244-9478. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And it's man's last stronghold.
Always. You like to say that. You love the reaction on people's faces when you say man.
People think I make that up. No, it's not. It's right on their window. Okay. We're here with Celestina Traver.
Enter at your own risk.
Girls.
Good morning.
Linda walked in and she said she was in there for a couple minutes and she.
I know. I didn't know if I walked in. I dipped a leg in and went, oh, I'm not sure I can come into this man cave.
Yeah, there was so much testosterone in there she had to shave her legs on her way home.
My voice lowered.
And there's a little mustache.
I'd have my face waxed. What do you want? Anyway.
We're here with Celestina Traver. Have you been in there?
No.
Is George
She's not
out?
Going in now, I'll tell you that.
He's bald.
Oh.
Well, what do you need to go in there for?
Well, they could. They also have, for $15, do hair finding.
Oh.
Hair finding.
I'll let him know that.
Yeah, there you go.
Sure, he'll appreciate it.
Well, get his chest hair, Okay, enough of that.
All right, we're talking about Memorial Day.
We're talking about all the things that are happening. Now, Memorial Day, there's going to be a ceremony at the Memorial Grove at the Civic Auditorium grounds.
Yes.
And it's going to start at 11 o'clock.
Yes.
It's going to go for...
An hour. Yes.
And there'll be chairs out there.
Yes, we will have chairs and covering tents. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Those kind of things, and a guest speaker,
water bottle,
So you can sit in there and pay homage to those veterans who died in defense of this country.
At the break, we were talking, Celestina, you and I, about, because in our chat packet, could you please tell us what's going on? And you and I were discussing the fact that 2 years ago, you in your office and we here would have gotten several faxes, several things about what's lined up. And because of the fact that we're still coming out of COVID-compliant things, we're really, things kind of are being planned at the last minute. So you've got this Memorial Day, you've got a few things, but not to the extent of what was 2 years ago. Lists of different, we could hit four Memorial Day events in one day.
Exactly. Yes. Mm. And I haven't heard of anything. Nobody's emailed me.
The Elks has something,
We don't know.
At 11 o'clock, at the Oaks, that you would.
You would
lift a shot glass of brandy as a remembrance and a toast to those who have fallen.
Yes.
I don't know if they're having that this year, but okay. So that's now. There's other things happening though. So you were getting into that June 6th.
But real quick, do you mind?
Sure.
I have my poppy on, and I want to mention the poppies. That they used to have them outside the stores, and we don't see the poppies outside the stores anymore.
And we're talking about the little a little red poppy with a wire and a little white thing. And you know what I'm saying is that years and years, wherever you went around Memorial Day, somebody would give you a poppy, and they're handmade, and they're usually done. VFW has done them before.
American Legion.
Yes. They all come out, and it's something that, and again, maybe because of COVID, we're not seeing that as much. But it's very symbolic, and so we wanted to talk about that today.
Yes. So, about D-Day. Our office is doing a presentation of D-Day, and my office assistants, Amy and Tara, are working really hard on getting all the historical events and write-ups and pictures, and we're going to have several boards on display in our lobby, and I'd like everybody to come by between the 1st of June and the 6th of June to come by and look at our presentation of D-Day, and we always are doing something different on different days that are really military oriented. And we also have our POW table in our lobby. We have, it's brand new. And,
just ignore me.
And, we also have, picture Eddie McAllister gave us to borrow of those who have died in Shasta County. And it has their picture and the date they, passed from wartime service, and it's in our lobby as well. So we're trying to make our lobby educational, and also when people come in, they have things to view and to it's just an educational history place as well. So we're kind of progressing, and so in different holidays, different like Memorial Day and stuff, you can come by and just read.
Okay, you know what? June 6th, D-Day. We took a cruise several years ago, and we had a number of veterans with us because we were going to Normandy. That was one of the spots we were stopping for D-Day. And my dad landed on D-Day, and Ted Leidy and I gave a presentation that night. We picked two soldiers that had landed at D-Day. I picked a paratrooper, and he picked an infantry guy that landed at D-Day, and there's stories about them. But if you've not been able to see Normandy and Normandy Beach, it's beautiful. First of all, the beach is beautiful, but then you look at how long the beach is, and thinking back, and you're looking back because they still have gun emplacements there from the Germans, and what they had to walk through on various parts of the beaches. Some parts of the beach on the far end where didn't get hit at all, or got hit very, very, you know, they didn't, there wasn't a lot of opposition, but you get into the spot where the Americans were landing, and it was horrendous there. And then you see the cemetery.
Yeah.
It's absolutely beautiful. And so, again, D-Day, and how many veterans from World War II do we still have around? I mean, they're dying by the thousands every day.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And I don't have the exact count, but they're getting less and less.
Well, let's go to the phones. We have a caller. Jim, do you have a comment or a question for our guest?
Well, I got a comment. It really makes me mad that they can't hold something for the veterans out there alive today, this weekend, like they usually do. And why in the world that they keep shoving the veterans and all this other stuff down and keep pushing everything back for this phony deal that they got going here for the COVID thing, which is a bunch of crap in the first place. They go to the rodeo down there, sat shoulder to shoulder, and for 3 days down there, and nobody's died from that. I don't know why in the world they can't get out there to the veterans center out there and hold something out there.
For up at IGO. You're talking about at IGO for theirs.
At IGO. And also down at the at the Civic Auditorium at the deal down there too.
They're having
that's
Jim.
What we're talking about
that. That's going to go Sunday. So join us there
at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock
this Sunday.
On Sunday, okay.
Okay, yeah, that one's going. And I haven't heard anything about IGO, and or Anderson used to have one. I'm not sure about that, and I haven't heard from the Elks. But I do know is at 11 o'clock on Sunday, and you are invited, my friend, to come on down to the Civic in the Veterans Grove right there. It's going to be a great ceremony. And so,
you know, it's funny that they keep all this stuff under, you know, you hardly even hear about that stuff going on.
Do you get on Facebook?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, it's been on that.
I'm not a Facebook
joke. I know, and we probably should have been talking about it more, but we will talk about it the rest of the week and remind people. Just go on down. There's plenty of parking, and just go on over there. Going to have shade and water, and it's going to be a great time.
And it's on our website.
It's on the website.
The other thing, too, do you have to have ever get anything back up to on the news about the sports like the Indianapolis 500 races? I haven't heard anything about them being run this year.
They're being run. I think I've seen that. Okay.
I haven't. Yes.
Thanks.
I'll report that too once in a while too. Thank you.
You bet. Right, thanks, Jim. Well, no, I understand what you're saying.
I do too.
Why? You know what? Yes. And I can tell you probably why IGO's not. I can. The only thing I can say is they're under the thumb of Sacramento. That's why.
Yes.
And probably Sacramento is saying no to that. Where the one that we're having at the Grove, I say we being the royal we here, that's being run by people.
People.
By people.
Not just by the state.
Just like the rodeo. And Jim was exactly right. I mean, 10,000 people in those stands, I don't see a huge uptick in COVID. But don't get me started on that. We're talking about veterans now. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:46 in the morning on the 26th, 65 degrees. It's going up to 90 today. And by the way, Marvin, you know, Marvin has gotten the right answer a couple of times. Marvin's almost got enough bear bucks to take all of us to breakfast at this point. The longest recorded flight for a paper airplane. Are you ready? 226 feet 10 inches. 226 feet 10 inches. I just can't imagine. Was this thing was built by MIT students or something? And, it, you know, they launched it and it just kept going and going. So thanks a lot, Marvin. Come down and pick up your tickets. I promise somebody will be here to at least 2 o'clock today. All right. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first, They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good morning and welcome back to Carl and Linda Bott here on our Free Fire Radio morning show on Wednesday. How are you doing? It's going to be 90 today. So just realize that this week, get ready, water your plants, get everything covered, whatever you got to do so you don't get burned. Put on your sunblock. It's going to be 105 over the weekend and we're going to be going up throughout the weekend over to next week to 108. So we are approaching triple digits. Get yourself ready. Welcome back to our morning show with our last segment. And what have we got going on?
Well, we have Celestina Traver, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We are going to have the Memorial Day ceremony down at the Veterans Grove at the Civic. It's going to start at 11 o'clock. There's going to be, of course, June 6th, D-Day is coming up. Shasta County Veteran Service Office has a displays up there starting on June 1st.
Yes.
All concerning the D-Day. And other things that are going on here in our last segment.
Well, I'm not sure about other events, but I just want to remind everybody that Dash, Rabba's Dash, comes by our office now. And I think that now that our parking structures are being built and people could use Dash a little bit more for evening dining, and veterans, if they want to go to Kobe's or whatever, and you know how hard it is to find parking,
mm-hmm.
I just want to remind everybody that Dash is really an amazing, I don't know, what do you call it?
Form of transportation.
Yes.
That's free to get on, and they, right? It just takes you around town.
Yes, it just takes you anywhere and everywhere you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to remind everybody, if you live downtown or if you're at a transfer station, jump on Dash and come to our office. That's a new thing that's just happening.
That's wonderful. Now, you have some kind of, we were talking about the poppies and how the significance of the poppy during the Memorial Day weekend and how we haven't been seeing it. Now, maybe, again, that could be where we used to see kind of some of the old-timers that would make these and hand them out. We're not seeing them this year. Maybe it's because, well, we don't know. Maybe they'll be surprised, but I'm thinking it's because of COVID restrictions. That you can't touch something and hand it. I don't know.
Well, you know what? Again, we get into the BS side of this.
Well, but
it could be is that they just weren't made.
Okay, but let's just talk about the significance because it's been an annual.
Yes.
It's an annual. Since I was a child, you always see the red poppy. So what is it significant
of? Memorial Day has been going on a long time.
Right.
Yes. So the symbolism of the red poppy happened in World War I when a brigade surgeon was on the battlefield and noticed that as he's sewing people up and caring for the soldiers that are severely injured, he looked out on the battlefield and he was amazed by all these red poppies that were just absolutely beautiful. So it was a glimpse of beautifulness and a hope in this amongst the people. And so the poppy has become a remembrance of those who have passed in wartime and has died in the line of duty. So we wear it. I have one on right now, and we wear it for the week before Memorial Day and on Memorial Day to show everybody we're remembering those who have died in the wars.
And you have a poem.
I do have a poem.
So why don't you read your poem what is it, about the poppy?
Yes, it is.
All right,
it's actually from the American Legion, and they sent it to me, and I thought, this is kind of cool. It's called The Poppy. I am not a badge of honor. I am not a racist smear. I am not a fashion statement to be worn but once a year. I am I'm not a glorification of conflict or of war. I'm not a paper ornament, a token. I am more. I am a loving memory of a father, mother, daughter, or son, a permanent reminder of each day and everyone. I am paper or an animal. I'm old or shiny new. I'm a way of saying thank you to every one of you. I'm a simple poppy, a reminder of you all, that the courage, faith, and honor will stand where heroes fall.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. I want to say that when we attended the rodeo, I actually cried. I could, you know, because when the Marines came out, the Mounted Color, Color Guard, the Marine Corps Color Guard, and they came out and the stands got quiet. Everybody prayed.
Yeah.
The flag was falling. It was just a moment of thank you. Where have we gone? I've missed it so much. So we look forward to these opportunities to be able to show our respect, which is happening on Sunday. That's this Sunday. Just jumps up and bites you, you know. It's the 30th is actually Sunday, folks. At the Veterans Grove, which is out in front of the Civic Center, so parking all around. And it will be tents and water and, you know, this is our time to show up and just honor our veterans. And it's really about honoring Memorial Day. It's honoring, once again, those who have fallen in war.
Correct. Yes. So, something a little bit new. I have some projects that I am working on, but one of the projects
that my husband and a few others come to me and says, hey, why don't you start up a Hometown Hero banner program?
Okay, I can get behind this. If you have not seen this, these are banners with people that have served.
Yes.
Their photo. It shows when they've served, what branch of the service they've served.
Yes.
And it's and they are displayed on light poles.
Yeah,
we have seen them in towns.
Absolutely.
And it is beautiful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm starting it. I already emailed them. And I'm going to check with the Chamber of Commerce and the City of Reading, and I think that we can get this going. I think this would be a great after COVID and to show who we appreciate our hometown heroes and put them on display, and I think it's wonderful.
Well, Shasta County values their veterans. I mean, you read that on that sign when you come in.
Yeah.
I was just kidding.
We're working on it.
But this, what a great thing this is.
Yeah.
How can not everybody, liberals, conservatives, Republicans, Democrats, independents, for the recall, against the recall, how could everybody not get behind this? And it's not like you're going to be spending billions of dollars on it either.
Correct. So we're going to, when it gets started and displayed, I will come on here and share it with everybody. And don't forget to look on our website, the Shasta County Veterans Services Office website, because we've posted some videos of Memorial Day, and we're going to post the Hometown Hero banner and how you can get it started and how you yourself can honor your son, daughter, husband.
Well, we're going to have to raise funds, and
I would be more than happy
to do that.
And we are going to have to, you know, wind up this morning. And thank you so much for joining
us. Another grueling you. 2 hours of this work day. Remember, it
the
is
news
the good
from
guys
Town Hall.
Against the bad guys, which you do.
No, I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.